周三。You might be wondering why I keep showing up.
周三。
And the reason why is because I technically finished my term Saturday, but I'm a guest speaker today.
今日咧，我其实我作为呢度牧师嘅职务系已经喺星期六完结噶啦。今日我系作为系客席嘅讲员。
Before I share, I want to thank the choir for reminding me that Asians have soul. I didn't know that until today, so thank you so much for that.
我要首先系多谢我哋今日嘅诗班。我唔知道咧，原来我哋亚洲人都可以唱灵苏嘅音乐嘅，咁我好开心。
If I had closed my eyes, I would have imagined a black church this morning.
如果我眯埋眼嘅咧，我以为我今朝喺一间黑人嘅教会入边。
And that's awesome. Thank you so much.
好多谢你哋。
The story we read takes place hours before Jesus was to be captured.
我哋今日所睇嘅经文咧，系耶稣被捉拿之前几个钟头发生嘅事。
Beginning from John 13, Jesus was spending his last hour engaging with his disciples.
由约翰福音十三章开始，耶稣系将佢最尾嗰几个钟头系同佢嘅门徒一齐度过嘅。
Washing their feet, sharing a last meal, warning and teaching them in order to prepare them to face both his own suffering and theirs.
耶稣帮佢哋洗脚啦，一齐食最后嘅晚餐咧，同埋教导同埋警醒佢哋嘅心，预备佢哋嘅心去面对即将面临嘅逼迫。
It was during this time Jesus' prayer in John 17 was made and apparently heard because it was recorded.
在这个时候耶稣的祷告呢是被他们听到，那么就是记录在约翰福音第十七章那里。
Contents of his prayer begins in verse 1 where he prays for himself.
祈祷的内容呢是由第一节开始的，耶稣先为他自己祈祷。
He then transitions into prayer for his disciples from verses 6 to 19.
跟住喺第六至到十九节咧，耶稣就为到佢嘅门徒祈祷。
After praying for his disciples, Jesus sees us, the one who will believe in Jesus through the message shared and handed down by his disciples.
喺佢同佢啲门徒祈祷之后咧，耶稣咧就睇到我哋嗰啲将来因为会听到佢啲门徒所传嘅说话而信佢嘅人。
Listen to his words. My prayer is not for them, the disciples alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message.
耶稣点讲呢？佢话我不但为这些人祈求，这些人呢就是指嗰啲门徒啦，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
That is us, right?
咪讲紧我哋咯。
This passage is one of the rare occurrences in the Bible where we Christians in 21st century are clearly in Jesus' direct vision when he speaks these words, bringing us in immediate relationship with him.
我们很少有机会在圣经上看到，在这个经文所说，在我们今时今日21世纪，耶稣在讲的说话之中很清楚显示我们是在他的意象之中的，将我们带入去跟他一个紧密的关系。
As we read these words, I would like for us to imagine ourselves sitting on the bedside of a person we love who is dying.
当我们读着这个经文的时候，我希望大家可以想象一下，我们坐在一个即将离世的亲人的身边。
He was the one who initiated the relationship and he captured us with his love.
这个亲人呢，是很爱我们，用他的爱包围我们。
As we listen to his words, we're hanging on to every word he'll say because we know it will be the most important thing he will say.
当我们听他讲说话的时候，我们会很留心他每一个字，因为我们很想知道他要讲的东西是什么。
Both for him and for us.
而那些说话呢，对他和对我们都是很重要。
His words will reveal his heart for us.
他的说话呢，是表明他的心。
About what he desires from us.
究竟他想由我们那里得到什么。
About what is of great consequence to him.
究竟有啲咩对佢系最重要嘅。
Let us pray.
让我哋一起祷告。
Thank you for inviting us into your presence this morning and helping us to engage in the word that you will speak to us.
天父，多谢你，多谢你邀请我哋系进入去同你一齐，系去同让你嘅话语系喺我哋嘅心中。
I pray that you will help us to open our hearts and listen to what is important to you, God.
我祈求你将我哋嘅心真正打开，去聆听究竟系乜嘢系对你嚟讲系最重要嘅。
And as we hear you, help us to devote ourselves to do what is important to you.
当我哋听到你嘅说话，让我哋系有一个敬虔嘅心去信服，去做你要我哋所做嘅事。
Father, for the one last time, please help me to share your word this morning today.
天父，今日系我最后一次系与各位分享我嘅说话，求天父你系帮助我将你嘅说话系传出去。
Capture me with your spirit so that I may speak with your voice and with your heart.
让圣灵系带领我将你嘅说话系宣讲出去。
In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣嘅名祈求，阿门。
So, what is in his heart for us? What does he desire from us?
咁耶稣嘅心究竟系点嘅咧？佢又想我哋点样做咧？
As we read, it becomes obvious to us what Jesus is thinking about for us, and it is not difficult to see why.
当我哋一路睇嘅时候咧，其实系好清楚、好明显，耶稣想我哋点做。
If there was ever a time when I have to leave my children and won't be able to see them again, at least physically.
如果有时候我要离开我嘅家人嗰啲小朋友有一段时间见唔到佢哋嘅话，
I believe I'll say something that is close to what Jesus is saying here.
我谂我会同主耶稣讲嘅说话差唔多。
I will tell them to love each other because they will really need each other.
我会叫佢哋彼此相爱，因为佢哋系互相需要嘅。
And Jesus makes this request to his Father in heaven.
而耶稣向天父提出呢一个请求。
Three times from verses 21 to 23.
喺21至23节佢三次提出呢个请求。
But his request is made with one important qualification.
而佢呢个请求呢系包含一个好重要嘅特质嘅。
He wants us, all his future followers, to be one in him and the Father, or just like him and the Father.
他要我们这些将来追随他的信徒是在他和天父里面合而为一，就好像他和天父一样。
I've heard some Bible teachers using this passage as an authority to criticize the existence of different denominations and how we're undermining God's desire for oneness.
我曾经听过有一些教导圣经的导师，他们是用这个经文去批评嗰啲唔同嘅教派，佢话呢啲唔同嘅教派咧系暗中破坏紧神要我哋合一嘅意思。
But if we pay attention to the analogy Jesus uses to describe this oneness, we can see that organizational or institutional oneness is not what he has in mind.
但系假如我哋留意耶稣用嚟形容合一呢个比喻咧，我哋会明白到佢所指嘅唔系团体或者系制度上嘅合一。
Unity that he's thinking of is not in any sense a religious unity because he uses the example of his relationship with the Heavenly Father to describe it.
耶稣所指的合一呢不是宗教上的合一，而是他是用他和天父之间的关系作为一个比喻。
That means the oneness Jesus desires from us is relational.
也就是说耶稣想我们做到的是一个关系上的合一。
One that bears a resemblance to Jesus' relationship with his heavenly Father.
就好像耶稣和天父的关系一样。
And Jesus provides insight into his relationship with the heavenly Father in verse 23.
在第23节，耶稣是更深入地向我们，让我们明白他和天父的关系。
He describes the relationship as one of mutual love.
他形容这个关系是一个互动的彼此间存在的爱。
You see it on the screen. It says, I in them, you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you love me.
耶稣话：我喺佢哋里面，你喺我里面，使到佢哋完完全全合而为一，叫世人知道你差到我来，亦都知道你爱佢哋如同爱我一样。
The original language that is translated as love in this text does not carry the meaning that we use today, which emphasizes our feelings above all other attributes.
在经文里面所提到这个爱字呢、啊、当时他翻译出来这个爱是跟我们今时今日所讲的爱呢是不是同一样东西来的。
Worldly love can be impersonal when its objective is simply to satisfy my emotional need.
世俗的爱呢可以是跟人无关的，只是追求自己个人情感上的需要。
And if only for this purpose, one can very well choose objects instead of a person.
假如是这样的时候，这个爱可以是关于是物质的，不是关于人的。
Rather, Greek word translated as love is the word agape.
当希腊文翻译为爱的时候，这个是一个大爱的意思。
Which was not a common word in the ancient world.
在当时来讲，不是一个很普通的字眼。
I have a strong evidence to believe that biblical writers adopted the word as their own in order to use the word to attribute their meaning of God's love.
我好相信呢，当时写圣经嘅作者呢，佢係要用呢个字呢，係去描述神嘅爱。
Essentially, the word describes love that is unconditional.
最主要嘅呢，就係呢个爱嘅特质呢，係无条件嘅。
This love is not contingent on the other person's desirability.
这份爱是并不取决于那个人是不是值得你去爱。
This love is willful. It's not a matter of feeling or inclination.
这个爱是用心的，不是说是个人那个喜好那么简单。
But rather a decision to act in another person's interest.
是完全是为另外一个人好的一份爱。
It is sacrificial.
是有关牺牲的。
It costs to love this way because it is not just giving, but giving up for the sake of someone else.
这一份爱呢，不单只是要付出，亦都是要是有所放弃，有所牺牲，所以是有代价的。
Most obvious illustration of this love found in the Bible is what Jesus does on the cross when he endures agonizing pain and suffering.
这份大爱最明显的例子，我们在圣经看到呢，就是耶稣为我们是受难上十字架。
Jesus willingly submits to God's plan of salvation for all mankind because it was his pleasure to bring glory and honor to God the Father.
为着成就上帝对全人类的救恩，主耶稣呢是甘心信服，将自己摆上以荣耀上帝。
Jesus willingly bore the sin of the whole world and paid the price for it through his suffering, death, and resurrection because God so loved the world.
因为神爱世人，因此主耶稣是透过他的受难、死亡以至复活，是为到世人的罪付出这个沉重的代价。
Jesus' prayer invites us into this relationship of love and obedience and asks us to join others in unity in agape love.
主耶稣的祈祷呢，是邀请我们是进入这个爱和信服的关系，是与各人是合一。
This is not something we can create out of our resourcefulness, but something that flows out of our relationship with God.
这个不是单靠我们自己的所谓力量可以创造出来的，而是凭着与神的关系发生的。
We love each other because we love Jesus.
我们彼此相爱，因为我们爱耶稣。
Each time I see you, I not only see you, but I see Jesus loving you, and I join him in loving you.
每一次我看到你，我看到的不单只是你，我看到耶稣是几咁爱你，于是我同他是一起去爱你。
I can forgive you because I experience God forgiving me through Jesus' blood each and every day of my life.
我可以宽恕你，是因为我经历神藉着耶稣的血每一天在我生命里面宽恕我。
I can accept you because God in Jesus has accepted me with all my flaws and shortcomings.
我可以接纳你，因为 神透过耶稣接纳我，无论我系有几多嘅缺点。
I can be one with you because the Father through Jesus is one with me。
我可以同你合而为一，因为神透过耶稣同我合而为一。
And if you look at verse 23 very carefully, this oneness is an extremely powerful way we demonstrate God's love in our world.
如果你留心睇第23节呢，你会明白呢个合而为一呢是一个非常有力的见证，去表明上帝对世人的爱。
Jesus believes our oneness will cause the world to believe that Jesus was sent by the Father and that the Father loves the church.
耶稣相信这个合一是会令到教会出去传福音呢，世人是看到的，他们知道是，他们因此明白到耶稣是受上帝所差派而来的。
In other words, the unity Jesus is praying for will be tangible and visible to promote a positive response to the church and its mission by the outside world.
换句话说，耶稣所祈求的合一呢，是实实在在的，是看得到的，是为着教会出去传福音，世人有一个正面的回应。
This teaching of Jesus is not something that often come up when we engage in conversation about evangelism.
当我们谈话或者去传福音的时候呢，这段耶稣的教训呢，不是经常都会被我们提起想起。
Evangelism means to help outside world know and experience Jesus.
传福音呢，是个意思是让到世人认识同埋经历耶稣啦。
Our oneness, unity, bound by the love of God through the work of the Holy Spirit can indeed attract people in the outside world.
我哋因着神嘅爱而合一呢，是会吸引世界上嘅人去明白到神嘅爱。
When people ask,How are we able to joyfully live in oneness? That is when we're able to share the gospel for its full impact.
当人哋问我哋点样我哋可以好开心、好喜悦咁样去合一咧？嗰阵时就系我哋可以同人哋传福音嘅时候。
So here in this text, our Lord Jesus prays that the Father's love for His Son in all its richness is persuasively reproduced in a mutual relationship.Of the Christian congregation.
因此耶稣向天父所祈求的，他就是祈求教会中的信众的合一，彼此的间的关系呢，是以爱，好像呢，就天父对儿子的丰盛的爱一样这样。
How amazing is that?
你说是多美好呢？
This sounds like a really good plan, but is it possible when we're so hopelessly tainted?With our sinful qualities.
听起上来很理想，但是我们每一个人都是充满罪性的，那你说有没有可能做得到呢？
I'd like for us to read the passages on the screen.
我想大家是看这个经文。
These passages reveal events that follow the capture of Jesus Christ.
这个经文所提到的呢，就是耶稣被捉之后所发生的事。
As you can see,Jesus' disciples weren't exactly showing signs of hope.
咁我相信你睇到咧，耶稣啲门徒咧喺当时嚟讲咧，都好失败。
They betrayed him, they fled, and Jesus is beaten and mocked.
佢哋唔认耶稣啦，佢哋逃命啦，一路佢哋就系走咗去离开耶稣。
But before this event,
但喺呢啲事发生之前
，in verse 20.
在20节
Jesus certainly believed that these disciples will preach the message and people will respond.
耶稣很肯定地相信他的门徒是会将这个信息传出去，而世人是会有回应的。
Sorry, I need the PowerPoint here on this one. I was seeing my PowerPoint, it's not what's there, I'm sorry.I'm at the last part of my sermons. Don't worry, everything's okay.
差不多完的。
Is it there? Yes? Yes, okay. Thank you. So, here you are. I'm sorry, one more time? Can we... Because it wouldn't make sense if you didn't see this.
希望大家睇一睇经文所讲嘅。
So, as I was saying, that even before this event takes place, Jesus is confident that his disciples will preach the message and people will respond.
在这些事发生之前呢，耶稣是满有信心，他知道他的门徒是会出去传讲福音，而世人呢是会有回应的。
If our prayer in Jesus' name are assured of an answer, how much more Jesus' prayer for us will prevail?
我们的祈祷藉着耶稣基督的名是会得着回应，我们都知道。那你说耶稣的祈祷是不是更加有力呢？
Jesus can't be denied, nor he will be as. Go ahead.
Jesus 是不可以被否认的，他亦都不会被否定。
As you can see in this passage, one author writes, despite all the contrary indications, the church is one and will be one in the glory of consummation.
有一个作者这样写，好像在这里这样看到，虽然呢，所有的东西看上来都好像刚刚相反，但是其实个教会是合一的，而是因为是为着成就神的荣耀是会合一的。
Another reason why I believe it is possible is because I have experienced this oneness with my brothers and sisters during my past 8 years.
另外有一个原因，我相信这个是会可以成就的，是因为在过去8年我是深深在这个教会经历到。
Pastors in general are expected to be confident leaders, possessing good preaching and teaching abilities, communication and administrative skills.
一般来讲呢，我们是希望牧师是可以讲道好叻啦，他可以教导人啦，他亦都有好的沟通技巧同埋做好的行政工作啦。
Well, I dreaded administration work, which was discovered quite quickly by Reverend Sin, because he recommended that we hire EM admin only 6 months after I arrived.
我呢就好怕行政工作嘅，咁呢就好快俾人发现喎。咁因为喺我入咗呢间教会6个月之后呢，史牧师就提议话，不如我哋系请人返嚟做呢个工作啦。
My communication skills with others, well, let's just say that I have never carried out a conversation with people where they didn't ask me to clarify what I said.
至于我同人嘅沟通呢，我諗都通常呢啲人都唔知我讲乜嘅好似。
I think I have been friendly, but being friendly and appearing confident might be two separate things.
我想看起上来我好像很和蔼可亲，但是和蔼可亲和有信心是两件事来的。
To be honest, I have always struggled with low self-esteem, especially when I'm not spiritually healthy.
好老实说，我很多时都是因为自己的自卑有很多内心的挣扎，尤其是当我的灵命是不够健康的时候。
I also didn't feel very confident with my preaching, so I managed to avoid preaching at our annual MBCCA Good Friday service for 8 years.
对于我的讲道我都没什么信心，因此过去8年我们门诺弟兄会在每年的受难节崇拜那里，我都是避免在那里讲道。
I figured it would be better to not bring shame to our church ministry than go for glory.
因为我怕是令到我们的教会蒙羞。
And I know I'm not a good teacher because I always tend to overcomplicate or oversimplify the materials.
我知道我亦都唔系一个好嘅导师，因为我成日咧系将嗰啲材料咧，一系咧就搞到过分复杂，一系就过分简单。
So if you gather all of the qualities I mentioned about me, I think you might agree that I didn't have a lot to offer as a pastor.
当你听完我现在讲给你听关于我的缺点呢，我相信你们明白作为一个牧师我其实是没有什么可以给到你们的。
And you know, over time, our ministry leaders began to catch on to my diverse weaknesses.
慢慢呢，我们的教会呢就知道我这些短处。
But instead of criticizing me for my weaknesses or lack of satisfying support,They encouraged me and invested their time helping me with things that I struggled with.
但是他们不单止没有批评我工作上的表现的问题，他们还用很多时间去鼓励我，去帮助我。
And you will think that I will be very thankful, but opposite was true at the time.
那你会以为我当时就很心存感激，其实不是，刚刚相反。
I was engaged in serious battle with my pride, sometimes struggling with sadness and depression.
因为呢我当时是同自己的骄傲有很多的斗争，甚至呢因为我个人的自卑呢我躲在哭。
But as time passed, I became more accepting of the people helping me because I really needed it.
但是慢慢呢我一路学着去接受人家对我的帮助，因为我是实在很需要的。
Same scenario was true with CM members.
同样的情形亦都是发生在中文部这边。
We knew coming into the church that we will be only few foreigners and we wanted to do our best not to be needy.
当我们入到来的时候我很清楚我们是外国人，是少数的外国人。
Which is pretty hard to do considering we have a child with a special need.
我希望我们不会是烦到大家，但是其实很困难的，因为我其中一个孩子呢他是有特别的需要。
Again, I think it was pride.
相信这个也是因为我的骄傲的问题。
So we were resistant to receive help as we felt like it was our duty to provide help rather than receive it.
於是呢我是很抗拒人家帮我，因为我觉得呢是应该是我帮人家，不是人家帮我。
However, God put us in situations where we needed help.
但是神将我放在一些情形呢是令到我是需要你们的帮忙。
Like the time when I was away on a mission trip to Thailand while my wife was struggling with pregnancy.
当那一年我去泰国短宣的时候，我太太怀孕的时候呢是有些问题。
My daughter Adia was standing right side up in my wife's womb and refused to change her position.
我个最小的那个女呢在我太太那个子宫里面呢是个位置是有问题的。
So during my 2 weeks away, many members of CN family rotated round the clock to care for my wife.
在我去了短宣那两个礼拜的时候呢我不在我太太身边。那我们中文部呢很多姊妹呢就是24小时这样陪伴我太太。
Because she might have to be rushed to the hospital if her water broke in order to perform a C-section.
因为随时呢她都可能是可以生产的，随时要被送入医院的。
I believe that experience really opened our hearts, especially my wife.And as we as a family began to truly embrace people caring for us and loving us.
我相信是因为那次的经历呢令到我们是真正打开我们的心，尤其是我太太，我们是真正感受到你们的爱。
In the end, once I got over my pride, I embraced all the support from the leaders.
最后当我可以胜过我的骄傲的时候呢我就很开心地去接受你们给我们的支持。
I was grateful for each one of them and I was released to focus on the area of ministry I truly enjoyed and was gifted to do.
我好多谢你们每一位同工帮助我，让我可以是集中精神去做一些我做得开心的事。
I was able to spend time nurturing people through individual meetings.
透过个别的门徒训练呢，我是可以去培育每一个人。
I really like caring and walking alongside people.
我是很喜欢关顾与我们的肢体同行。
Discipleship came naturally and I was able to invest time into developing leaders.
慢慢我是有时间可以去带领这些肢体。
I was also given quality time to spend caring for newcomers as well.
我亦都是有充分的时间同这些新来宾我可以是接待他们关顾他们。
Over time, I was able to discover like-minded people who had a genuine heart to care and support other people, including the newcomers.
然后我亦都慢慢发掘到一些同我有相同意念的弟兄姊妹，同我一起去关顾，去陪伴这些新的来宾。
While gifted teachers taught and led small groups, we began to do a better job of caring and looking after newcomers so that they would be able to experience God.
那些有恩赐的导师呢他们可以带领小组教主学查经但是呢我们是可以去带领一些新入来教会的朋友。
In this way, I experienced oneness with others in EM, and we were able to create and foster more friendly and caring community.
我就是因为这样感受到合一的意义，让我们可以成为一个充满爱的教会。
What you see on the screen is an excerpt of email that was sent to me about a year ago.
你在 嗰個 PowerPoint 上面睇到嘅咧，係一年前我收到嘅 email 嗰度睇嘅信息。
And as you can see, the person sees our church in a way that I believe pleases God.
呢個人咧係讓我知道呢個信息咧，呢個合而為一嘅信息咧，係神所喜悅嘅。
This change started to occur about 2-3 years ago.
呢個轉變大約係2-3 years 前開始發生。
And so, if you based on the text today, how proud and happy do you think Jesus would be for us?
当我们看完今天的经文的时候，你会明白到耶稣是会多么开心。
And he is the Lord of harvest who sends people to us.
他就是差派人给我们的主人。
I pray that we will continue and even rise to a greater intimacy through your support and love for each other and Pastor James, who I believe has received a greater capacity and giftings from the Lord.
我祈求你们每一个都是在爱中成长，令到我们的教会是更加充实，我们的王传道呢，他是一个好升任的牧师。
Since beginning of June, I have been receiving a lot of encouragements through visits, prayers, gifts, surprise parties, and I'm overcome by how kind people have been to us.
由6月开始，我透过很多探访祈祷礼物咁呢，有啲聚会呢，让我感受到你哋嘅爱，我係非常非常咁样受到感动。
To be honest, I or we,should be the one who should be doing exactly what you're doing to us.
好老实讲，我觉得应该系调翻转头，我或者系我哋屋企人系对你哋做。
Thanking you for all your generosity, your patience, and your genuine acceptance and love for us. Because without it, our family of six would not have been able to enjoy all that we were able to experience in our lives during the past 8 years.
我好感謝你哋嘅慷慨，你哋嘅忍耐，你哋嘅耐心，同埋你哋真正嘅接納，同埋你哋嘅愛。因為如果唔係你哋，喺過去8年，我哋唔會有咁豐盛嘅經歷。
Finally, I want to thank God who has put us together for these years.
最後，我要感謝上帝將我哋咁多年擺埋一齊。
I'm in awe of how God was able to make our church grow despite my leadership with many shortcomings.
虽然我作为牧师我有好多缺点，但是我是好敬畏神，仍然是将这个教会是带领得好好。
He is truly God worthy to be praised indeed.
他是值得我们称颂的。
So thank you so much to all of you.
多谢你哋每一个。
All that you are in Christ.
所有我哋主内嘅弟兄姊妹。
And all that you have been for us.
所有你哋为我哋做嘅嘢。
May the Lord bless each and every one of you.
愿上帝赐福你哋每一个人。
Every single day.
每一日。
Every single hour.
每一刻。
Until we see each other again.
直至到我哋再见。
We love you.And we bid you goodbye.
我们爱你，后会有期。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Thank you, gracious God.
天父，多谢你。
Thank you for bringing this family to our lives.
多谢你将这个教会的大家庭带入我们的生命。
As you know, we don't have any friends or relatives. And for the last 10 years, we have been on our own.
在过去十年，我们在这个城市，我们是没有，身边是没有亲人，没有朋友，我们是很孤独的。
And this church has been the closest thing we had as a family.
这个教会是成为我们的家庭。
And it's difficult to say goodbye.
讲再见是很困难。
But we know that you have a great plan for both of us.
但我知道你为我同埋教会系有一个更大嘅计划。
And so we live with your blessings upon them.
我将你哋嘅祝福交俾佢哋。
Every one of them.
每一个人。
Be with them every minute, every hour, every day.
愿神你每一日每一分每一秒都与佢哋同在。
Bless them with all the wonderful gifts that you have prepared for them.
赐福佢哋每一个你俾佢哋嘅恩赐。
Help them to become a greater people of God.
帮助佢哋成为更加好嘅子民。
Help them to experience greater intimacy and oneness.
帮助佢哋去经历一个更加亲密嘅合一嘅关系。
Because this will please you.
因为咁样系令到你喜悦嘅。
And because if you are pleased with us, you will entrust us with more people to care for and love.
因为神你嘅喜悦，你就会将更多嘅人交俾我哋，让我哋系去接触佢哋。
So thank you, God.
再一次感谢天父你。
For all that you have done for us.
所有你为我哋做嘅嘢。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名祈求。
Amen.
阿门。